For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. In an age of catastrophic wildfire, there's been some enthusiasm for forest management practices that involve thinning small diameter trees and underbrush. Much of that material has long been thought of as unusable, but a year-old organization called the Forest Reciprocity Group, an initiative of the Cloud Forest Institute, has some ideas for how to use small poles to build fences, furniture, and even homes. Its members say this method of tending the forest and using unconventional lumber can benefit the environment and have a positive effect on the local economy. I caught up with Forest Reciprocity Group member Dane Downing at the Willits Library on Saturday after a presentation and discussion about forest management and building with small poles. And there are so many interlocking pieces to this puzzle, and you were saying that you feel that your strong suit is utilization. So what does that mean? What can this material be used for?
Utilization is a term that has been developed to connect trees that have been considered for generations submerchantable or, quote, unusable. And now we're seeing that these small diameter trees are actually structurally better than what's being milled right now for dimensional lumber. It's fire-resistant material, and the utilization of what we take out of the forests can create jobs and even homes for us. I mean, there's a very large picture to the project that we've embarked upon. In terms of utilization, the jobs that are created by that are, you know, usually the processing of these small logs or the utilization of these small logs aren't happening in the forest. So there's jobs of transportation, let alone the fuels reduction or thinning of these small logs. And there's the processing of the logs in various forms, everything from dimensional lumber made from, when I mention small logs, it's typically 4 to 13 to 15 inches in diameter. So that material can be milled. It can be used whole as a round wood in building structures, even a garden shed, a wood shed. And all of these components take someone to do it and someone to package it, someone to transport the end product. So it's developing a economic model that hires people from reducing the fuel load all the way to distributing it, say a product out of these small logs into someone's home.
And you mentioned that you wrote a business plan to make this an economic reality. What were some of the components of that? And has this business plan been enacted?
So the business plan was written in completed in 2005. The components of it was, what value-added products can we create from these small logs from fuels reduction to, you know, help boost the revenue to offset some of the costs that it takes to remove this material. And in that business plan, I had presented many ideas of utilization, you know, furniture, packing material for goods and products, pallets, bags for mycelium growth to create fruiting body mushrooms, even dimensional lumber. And in the business plan specifically, I focused on dimensional lumber and round poles for fencing, which is very popular in our area.
And what's happening with this wood right now?
Currently, the wood that's being removed from fuels reduction typically gets stacked and ideally burned, but there's a lot of hurdles to get into all those stacks of wood. At best, it gets mulched and laid down into the forest from which it was taken.
What are some ideas for making it so the whole new economy doesn't just fall on the burden of small private landowners?
Thankfully, policy changes have come into effect that allow a private landowner to finally sell their poles. And that could be a material stream that would come to a further development of the Forest Reciprocity Group project to have a mill site, a arts and innovation building site, to where these landowners have a place for their poles to go.
Another member of the group is Colin Gillespie, one of the founders of Polecraft Solutions, a 5-year-old construction firm that specializes in using forest thinnings to build structures. He's created a kit for a 1,000 square foot pole frame salt box house, which he'll be assembling at a building demo in Laytonville, just north of the Chief, this Saturday. We chatted outside the library as the rain poured off the eaves.
This pole frame kit is engineered to be accompanied with straw bale and clay plaster infill between the posts and beams. And this kit itself could be built a little bit less braced and therefore a little bit lower cost. If it was going to remain freestanding, then it's actually a little less of an engineering feat.
Is it possible to get these things permitted and insured?
Absolutely, yes. Especially with the engineer's stamp, it makes it a lot more approachable for the building department to approve. And similar structures, we have, you know, gone through the county without an engineer's stamp, which is another pathway. As long as the architectural standards are suitable to convince them it's structurally sound.
Gillespie currently builds pole frame structures in a pole frame workshop between Laytonville and Leggett. The group's goal is to build a multi-purpose processing and educational facility near the college in Ukiah on land that's already available to it. Jenny Bernstead of the Cloud Forest Institute and the Forest Reciprocity Group talked about some more things that can be made from cold wood and summarized what's most important.
We all know that we're trying to prevent any future catastrophic fires, and agencies, CAL FIRE, the Resource Conservation District, so many agencies are working to extract the fire fuel load out of the forest, and that's part of our purpose too, to prevent future fires. Our little piece that makes us a little more unique is that we're trying to use what comes out of the forest for many purposes, and because Polecraft Solutions is involved, we have this structural element. But what about all the other purposes for what comes out of the forest? We can build smaller structures, we can create biochar, and there's something called wood wool that is a packing material. Besides the regular mulching and wood chipping and firewood. And before all that, we have to look at what the forest needs. We don't want to go in there and just extract without keeping the whole ecosystem in mind. First of all, first and foremost, we want to take care of the forests. And then in reciprocity, the forest gives us all this wonderful raw material to build things with.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich.